USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. A 90s TV star was found dead on Saturday night. Matthew Perry, who starred as Chandler Bing on the hit TV series Friends, has died. Police sources say that the actor was found dead at a house in the Pacific Palisades area of Los Angeles on Saturday, apparently from an accidental drowning, possibly brought on by a heart attack. According to TMZ, emergency personnel first responded to a call reporting a cardiac arrest at the house. They found Perry unresponsive in a jacuzzi. No drugs were found on the scene and no foul play is suspected. Matthew Perry was just 54 years old. Former President Trump came out swinging last night in Las Vegas, calling President Biden a crook who's seeking to imprison him.
Until he indicted me, I never talked this way. But now I say gloves are off. You know, he started a precedent.
The former president continues to enjoy a sizable lead in most GOP polls for president. A delegation of U.S. senators concluded their visit to the Texas-Mexico border.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah expressed surprise at encountering unaccompanied girls who had made the journey through Mexico alone.
A substantial majority of the women and girls brought up through this process are sexually assaulted along the way.
They spent the night alongside Border Patrol agents to observe the crossings. Agents conveyed to the senators that halting the surge of illegal immigration will require a policy shift. I'm John Schaefer.
A group of medical experts is urging adults to lock up their marijuana edibles before their kids go trick-or-treating this Halloween. Members of a group called Trainees for Child Injury Prevention are urging parents to treat edibles just like prescription medication. Pediatrician Dr. Andrew Karagu of Children's Minnesota says some edibles look just like candy and present a hazard to children who may confuse them for Halloween treats. The Texas Rangers evened up the World Series at one game apiece last night, handing the Arizona Diamondbacks a loss in Arlington, Texas. Game 3 tomorrow night in Phoenix. First pitch at 8:03 p.m. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
The 40-year-old firearms instructor Robert Card, suspected of killing 18 people Wednesday at two businesses in Lewiston, Maine, was found dead Friday. Mike Soschuk, commissioner of the Maine Department of Safety, confirmed the identification of all the shooting victims. Among them, the youngest was 14 years old, while the oldest was 76. Card was accused of perpetrating a deadly attack, resulting in the loss of those 18 lives and injuries to 13 individuals in a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston. The TSA is advising travelers to be mindful of their belongings as they pass through airport security this Halloween weekend. According to TSA spokesperson Lisa Farbstein, passengers of all ages are welcome to travel in costume, but they should use minimal costume makeup to ensure security agents can still identify them at the identification checkpoint. Props should be placed in checked baggage.
Because you're not going to need a broom to fly to your destination because you probably have a ticket.
Large bags of candy should be taken out of carry-on bags and placed in a separate bin. It's important to note that replicas of explosives, including fake grenades, are prohibited in both carry-on and checked bags. Elon Musk has said that X will soon introduce a two-tier premium subscription. The lower-cost option will offer all features but with ads, while the higher-cost option will be ad-free. Although Musk mentioned they will be launching soon, no further details on timing or specific prices were provided. Be ready for a more expensive Halloween than you're used to. The price of candy has jumped 37% in the last 10 years. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.